This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
A special event we have to talk about, Mark.
Well, you know, Thursday, the 26th of May, we had a celebration. It was actually our 30th anniversary for Providence Business News. We've been publishing for 30 years. And so we had a gala celebration down at Rosecliff in Newport. But we also put together a book commemorating those 30 years. And one of the key components was sort of looking back and looking forward. And we asked folks to write introductions to each of the various sections. And the first one in the book is it's a timeline of the key events to the business community in the last 30 years. And the author of that essay was Jack Partridge, who's one of the founding partners of Partridge, Snow & Hahn, the law firm. And so we've asked Jack to come in and talk about the last 30 years in business in Rhode Island. He's a keen observer of the business scene. Jack, what do you see? What's happened in the last 30 years that we should remember?
Well, first, congratulations to PBN. And your 30 years encompasses a period of time that where the state changed dramatically in so many different ways. But just thinking about it, things like the airport terminal, I mean, it was a mess 30 years ago. Governor Sondland took it on and made it a great place to come into the state and see the state. Things like the Providence Mall wasn't there. Importantly, the rivers had not moved. And being involved in that transaction, quite frankly, I didn't think it was going to happen several times when the mayor of Providence and the governor at the time had different views of cost, the sharing, and as well as the way it was going to look. It's just an amazing tribute to what happened back in the late 80s when there was a spirit of optimism, a positive effect, I guess, of what was going on at the time and politically as well as economically. And then we had things like Quonset Davisville. I mean, in 1986, there really wasn't anything to come into the state to Quonset Davisville, nor was anything leaving the state. We did have electric boat. They were moving in. They were important then. They were sort of replacing the Navy as an economic development tool for the state. But really, the port itself was, for all practical purposes, dormant. Nothing really was happening. And look what it is, where it is today. There's 4,000 people working there. There are ships coming in and out all the time. It's just an amazing transformation, one which I would hope someday Providence and the Port of Providence would also enjoy.
These are things that, good things that we should remember. Are there a few things that maybe are still with us that we'd rather not remember? And I think I'm thinking right now we're right on top of the news of the latest corruption scandals in city and state government. And that doesn't seem to go away.
Well, you know, we're not unique. And in that respect, somebody reminded me the other day, I think there were 9 former legislators from the New York Assembly currently serving at the pleasure of the federal government and probably more on the state side. Yeah, we've had scandals and they are always terrible and they always make you feel worse about the state. But on the other hand, you know, we do have a lot of people who are doing a good job in government, and we have to remember that. And we have to also remember that sometimes traditions die hard. One of those traditions has been these legislative grants. They've been around forever and ever. Now, some of them are, I think, are well-meaning and thoughtfully made. Others may not be. We always wonder why one little league gets something and the CYO doesn't. It's that kind of thing in Rhode Island.
Let me just throw this out. Was 38 Studios the worst deal ever in Rhode Island business?
Economically and politically and culturally, I think it was. I can't remember anything during the past 30 years that even comes close. I mean, we go back to, of course, DEPCO and the closing of the credit unions and how that happened.
Early 90s.
Yeah, and Governor Sondland did it in 1991, January 2nd of 1991. But indeed, in terms of a single event, no question 38 Studios has had just a negative effect on so many different aspects of economic life here.
The interesting thing is it's not the actual paying off of the debt. I mean, it's really has this cascading effect on the atmosphere. And I think that you see it in how Governor Chafee was the governor. I mean, he's a conservative fiscally, but I mean, he really steered clear of anything that remotely smacked of being activist in terms of investing in the state. And Governor Raimondo has had to really sort of work hard to overcome resistance to any sort of investment by the state.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. And our guest is Mr. Jack Partridge. Looking at the state, there is still that continuing image of Rhode Island as anti-business.
Well, I have to tell you that it isn't just a rumor. It isn't just a cultural description. It is, in fact, sometimes the case. We are the only state that has a Department of Business Regulation. Just think of that. Now, if you're looking at all the departments of a state throughout the whole country, you'll only find one that has a Department of Business Regulation. What does that tell you? It should be the Department of Insurance or Banking or Licensing or something else, and it would fit in like everyone else. But no, it has to be the Department of Business Regulation, because people, at the time they created this, the department, and thereafter, really don't know that that's a negative. They don't think of that as being a negative. They think business should be regulated, whereas most business people think, look, we do a pretty good job. We have stockholders. We have families to support. We have employees, et cetera, et cetera. We think we're doing a pretty good job. So we need the fewest regulations at any one time.
Do you see any change in the last few years? I mean, I know a lot of people in the business community are feeling a little bit of optimism in terms of where at least the current administration is going. Do you feel like there is real change happening? And if there is it, as you said, old habits die hard? Is it going to take a long time?
Well, I don't think there's any question that this governor is a jobs governor. That's what she's focused on. And we can all disagree with one project or another project, but she's focused on that, and she's trying to leverage the good qualities we have in terms of our workforce and demographics, et cetera, into something that's more dynamic. And I salute her for doing that. It's very difficult to do that when you are this small state with, quite frankly, a limited economic horizon to create new businesses, new excitement in the state. This whole business with corruption, though, I have been lucky enough to serve on a number of national boards, mutual funds, and I can tell you that I would go to meetings, and as soon as I sit down, someone would mention, the mayor of Providence. Someone would mention the Speaker of the House. Someone would mention something else of a similar nature. Not that their states were immune, but because they expected every time I showed up, there would be something new to talk about. And that's not good for Rhode Island and politically, economically, or culturally.
Now, you talked about the horizon, and that was sort of the last piece of our conversation, is sort of looking forward. What do you see? I mean, do you have certain expectations?
John Chafee, late Senator Chafee, once told me that Rhode Island should be an incubator. In fact, because it's small and compact, it could do things which larger states shouldn't be able to do as easily as Rhode Island could do. And I've always believed in that, and I'm always an optimist when it comes to that kind of thing. I think our biggest issues are budgetary issues and the fact that it's very possible that without tax increases over the next several years, our budgets are just going to be busted. And we're going to be paying the piper, so to speak, for purposes of the Medicaid involvement that we now have and a number of other things that have happened over the last, particularly the last 10 years. If we get around the budget issues, I think there's no reason to think that we can't prosper.
And we have to wrap things up right there. Thanks to Providence Attorney Jack Partridge.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy. Congratulations on 30 years Providence Business News.
Thanks, Dave, and great to be here.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.